that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, coming up at the top of the hour, Ronnie Naharro, State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada, will join us, and we'll find out what the mission statement is, what the marching orders are for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada, in the upcoming midterm elections and beyond. We'll talk about that. First, want to bring in gentleman Jim Dallas, and you've been following a story today that has me absolutely mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, and it's talking about the Durham filings, which to me are the smoking gun. That shows you it was not Donald J. Trump's campaign that was colluding. It was Hillary Clinton's campaign that was colluding. And what's the latest you have on this?
You're not going to believe this, Kevin. NBC News national security contributor and a former FBI assistant director said on the MSNBC's Deadline that Attorney General Merrick Garland needs to establish limits on the special counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. And that's just the first line. I saw that and I said, are you kidding me? Could you imagine if Bob Barr decided to do that with the Mueller investigation, which again proved Trump to be innocent? It's mind-boggling. These people are out of their minds, Kevin. It's all finger-pointing the other way. And then he goes on to say this is dangerous disinformation. It's pointing a finger at Hillary Clinton. It's lying about her. He says it's claiming that she engaged in criminal activity. End of quote.
Wow.
Is that just off the charts, unbelievably... it's just... so obtuse, I can't believe
it. Hey, but Jim, this is the amazing thing about this. They actually think the American people will believe this. They actually believe that the Americans are stupid enough that they'll, okay, so it's not Hillary's fault. Okay, that's fine.
They really do believe that, and that's the sad thing about it. And again, I'm just, to bring it back locally here, these must be people who watch MSNBC because I cannot believe the amount of people who are still wearing masks when they're not required. That blows me away. I go and I seem like I'm in the minority not wearing a mask. It blows my mind. It really does.
Well, it will be interesting to see as time goes by. My guess is a lot of those masks will come down. As people feel a little more comfortable. But there are people that still are afraid that the next person to breathe on them is going to give them COVID.
And that's what they learned from MSNBC and CNN and you know, the usual alphabet soup propagandists.
Coming up in our next segment, this is vitally important because this is something that we are starting to hear more and more of from Democrats. And that is that we are facing the end of democracy, the end of democracy as we know it, and that amazing story that's being told by Demo-rats. This and it's getting worse by the day, because more and more mainstream Democrats, they have nothing to run on, so they're talking about the end of democracy. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:30, as we check out your conditions on the area freeways right now, remember the overnight road work, which is going to be taking place on Interstate 15 northbound at Tropical Parkway. That road closes at 6 p.m. tonight. And again, till 5 a.m. it'll be closed, and then again at 6 p.m. tomorrow night it will also close, and then hopefully they will have that project done. Also, you're going to see those lane restrictions as you work your way through the downtown area on Interstate 515. Some people still call it the 95. You know what we're talking about once you get past the Spaghetti Bowl there towards Henderson. Yeah, the 515 has lane restrictions between Main and Eastern Avenue, and that will be there until 2023.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Golden Knights were shut out by the Colorado Avalanche on Wednesday night. They lose 2-0. It's their second straight shutout loss. The Knights were blanked on 29 shots. Avalanche scored both of their goals in the third period. Vegas back in action Friday, hosting the LA Kings. NBA, the Lakers defeat the Utah Jazz 106-101 at the Staples Center. LeBron James led the way with 33 points as the Lakers outscored the Jazz by 13 in the fourth quarter. Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook each had 17. Malik Monk scored 13 points. Lakers now head to the All-Star break. College basketball, UNLV defeated Fresno State Wednesday 60-57. Bryce Hamilton, 17 points for the Rebels. Royce Hamm added 12 with 5 rebounds. Rebels held the Bulldogs to 33% shooting. They go to 7-6 in the Mountain West Conference. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At CDW, we get the right network makes remote locations seem less remote.
Great, because my data is lagging out here.
CDW can orchestrate the Aruba Edge Services platform, bringing computing closer to where data is created. It automates, unifies, and secures the edge, fixing problems before they impact your business, giving your network a sixth sense. Someone at the door?
Just a moose. He works here.
Ah. Aruba and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Aruba.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
It is something you're going to hear a lot in the next 11 months, whatever it is. You're going to see Democrats who have nothing to run on. I mean, they have the sloppy withdrawal from Afghanistan, a horrible economy. They've got problem after problem after problem after problem, and it's problems they created. This isn't left over from Donald J. Trump. This is stuff created by Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. But what I find fascinating is how they're trying to spin this now, whether it be the John Durham filings or anything else. They're all trying to create a new a new deal here that we are facing. If we agree with the Republicans, we are facing the end of democracy. This was Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel. It was absolutely stunning the way he captured this. Listen to this.
Ever wonder why America's traditional party of the unionized working man suddenly sounds like a van full of eighth grade girls on the way to prom, all breathy and on the verge of tears? Well, it's simple, because at this point, that's pretty much exactly what the Democratic Party is. You really notice it in the way they speak. For Democrats, there are no more small problems. No challenge is minor. Every speed bump is a full-blown catastrophe. Every disagreement, total war. Losing an election? They can't even talk about it. Close your eyes and try to picture the scariest threat you can imagine. The prowler at the door. The monster under the bed. An IRS audit. Now multiply that scene by a million sweat-covered nightmares, and you are just beginning to approach the level of terror the Democrats feel when they think about giving up power. It's not just a bad outcome. It's the end of democracy. Watch.
Is the end of our democracy in sight?
And I believe that the election of Joe Biden essentially paused our descent into just the complete upending of our democracy, but we are not out of it.
So Donald Trump's comeback, it's the end of our democracy.
We might see the end of democracy in the coming years.
So you're saying it's still possible we could lose our democracy here in the United States?
Without a doubt.
If Americans lose faith in the veracity and honor of our elections, it's the beginning of end of our democracy.
I think that could be the end of our democracy. Not to be too, pointed about it, but I want people to understand.
Hillary Clinton said a couple of weeks ago that if he runs and wins, that could be the end of our democracy. Do you share that fear?
I do.
Well, I don't want to be overly alarmist, but I think we should be alarmed because potentially this could be the end of American democracy. I never thought I'd be saying something like that.
It could be the end of American democracy. I never thought I'd be saying something like that, says Max Boot. Well, that makes two of us. We always knew that Max Boot loved to kill brown people in impoverished villages in faraway countries, or precisely to send other people's kids to do it for him. But we had no idea that Max Boot was in the middle of a full-blown emotional breakdown. He must be, because how else do you explain a reaction like that? For a well-adjusted, normal person, unwanted election outcomes are part of life. Voters don't always do what you want them to do. It is frustrating, but that's how it works. In fact, when voters reject you, you get a chance to assess your own behavior. Chances are there is a reason that people didn't want you in power, and you now have time to think about what that reason might be. That's a healthy process. So when you lose, it is hardly proof that the system is broken. In fact, it's usually evidence that things are working exactly as intended. But people like Max Boot and Liz Cheney do not see it that way. They are too fragile to face their own unpopularity. To people like that, the prospect of rejection by voters, of losing control of the country, means literally, literally, literally the end of democracy itself.
You're going to hear this a lot. Folks, let me just be the... the voice of reason here. You're going to hear this a lot. You're going to hear this a ton. This is going to be something that, short of, hey, look at how great the economy is. Look at how many jobs we've created. Look at the lack of inflation. Oh, I'm sorry, we got inflation. Oh, I'm sorry, okay. Despite the fact that we have foreign policy blunders, can you say Afghanistan? Despite all of that, the fact is, you're going to hear this a bunch. You're going to hear this a lot. How many of you, just by a show of hands, and if you drive and give me a nod of the head, how many of you saw the Golden Knights and their 2-0 loss last night? I was all excited for this offensive explosion with Jack Eichel. I was all set for that. And I came up just a bit short. We'll talk about that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NMLS64. 4367.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Ronnie Naharro, the State Director for Americans for Prosperity Nevada, will join us. They have been very, very busy, and they will be very, very active as we get closer to the midterm elections and, of course, the general election in November. I want to bring in my buddy, gentleman Jim Dallas, because I was all set for this offensive explosion. And it didn't happen last night for the Golden Knights.
I did the same thing, Kevin. I tuned in. I had to find it. It was on TNT last night.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it was. I didn't even know what TNT was on my dish satellite, so I had to find it, and I finally did. But, yeah, I was, like you, I was disappointed that they couldn't get on the board with all the hype about Jack Eichel, the 25-year-old former Buffalo Sabre who basically had a contract dispute with his former employer and finally got the surgery that he requested, that he wanted, came to the Golden Knights, and now he's playing. But at the same time, the Golden Knights put the captain, Mark Stone, on the disabled list. And I was asking you off the air about the cap space and how they work that, because apparently you've got two superstars here, and they both have a high salary. But the way the NHL works with their salary cap is the team can add on the current day of an NHL schedule and then factor the annual cap hit on that particular day. And that's really unusual, because the NFL doesn't do it that way, and I don't even watch the NBA anymore, but as far as the NFL is concerned, they don't do it that way. It's an annual salary, and it is what it is. So that's kind of a learning process for me. I'm kind of new to being a fan of hockey, but it's a lot of fun. They've got a playoff-worthy team, but I would hope they would figure out some way later in the year. Hopefully Stone can play, and once they do get to the playoffs, both of them are on the ice at the same time.
Yeah, this long-term injured list is a little scary. And again, they never tell you upper body injury, lower body injury, and it's a little bit difficult to figure out. But, and by the way, I was not a math major at the University of Kansas. I'll just let you know that. But I was looking for this big offensive explosion, and nothing happened. What went down last night?
Yeah, it was a lot of skating, a lot of fighting, and, well, not fighting, but certainly fighting for the puck. And it was exciting, you know, back and forth. But you know that you got to get on the board if you're going to win. And certainly they struggled to do that. And who knows? I mean, maybe they need Mark Stone back out there. But Eichel, I'm sure he's going to get his legs under his skates, and he'll be ready to go, hopefully, before the season ends. But, hey, this is his first game in how long? So we'll give him a break on that. But if he's not on the board here in the next few games, kind of makes you wonder if they made a good decision.
Well, we will find out. I want to switch gears here, because we've been talking a lot, really since the weekend, about the John Durham filings relative to the 2016 election and beyond, because hacking apparently went on, according to these filings, even after then President Trump took office in the Oval Office. You know, hacking the White House of all places. This is what is so bizarre. Josh Hawley is a senator from the state of Missouri, and was on with Jesse Waters last night. And this is a key member of Congress, and his reaction to the Durham filing. You're not seeing this anywhere else other than on Fox News Channel, which is really weird. The other networks are just ignoring it. Absolutely ignoring it. This was Josh Hawley last night on Fox News Channel.
You know, what I think is really happening here, Jesse, is it's clear now there was collusion, after all, in the 2016 campaign. And the collusion was between Hillary Clinton and some tech executives who did, in fact, spy on Donald Trump, who did access his email servers. And worse than that, who went on, according to the special counsel, went on to try and infiltrate, that is, spy on, the executive office of the President of the United States. I mean, this is some crazy, crazy stuff. that Hillary has been involved in. And now it turns out the Clinton campaign was really just a criminal enterprise, which is what we've known all along. Somebody should go to jail for this. And I hope the special counsel is pretty soon going to be talking to Hillary Clinton.
Can you do anything about this? You must have some sort of subpoena power. I mean, you're a powerful senator. You're on a bunch of really important committees, Senator. There must be something you could do, at least kick up some dust with these corrupt people.
Well, you know, I think that I just discovered a good use for that January 6th committee over there in the House. I mean, once Republicans take back the House this November, if that committee really wants to look into interference in presidential elections, why don't they start there? The 2016 presidential election that Hillary Clinton tried to steal by colluding with big tech, by spying on her opponent, and yes, by lying to the FBI and then lying to federal courts. That looks like something that's worthy of investigation to me.
I think that is a great idea. Turn that gun back around on the Democrats. I think that is a great idea. Coming up, Bernie Sanders doing what no Republican could ever do, and that is go to the floor of the United States Senate and essentially indict Democrat leadership during the pandemic, that all of the problems that we seem to be having, these are all a product of the Democrats. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Anymore.
News
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays, noon.